go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
First question was about like leaving the bodies.
Yeah, Tira Bhava, Nityaparishad.
So somehow came to my mind about pure devotees leaving the body, because it said that actually they also don't have any more material body because they're like spiritualized, yeah. And they're like also spiritual. That's why they are put in samadhi and like this. So I was thinking, just was connected with this, devotees who are completely pure and transcendental, on the transcendental platform. They are so humble, they always think they are fallen, they are not so pure, they are like most fallen, because they are very humble. This is actually why they are so exalted. And I was thinking, do they at least know that they are on transcendental, they are transcendental, or they think, what is it about their mind? They are aware that they are really transcendentalists.
You're asking me, what is the mentality of a transcendentalist? How does he think?
Yes.
Sounds like Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. He asked Krishna, he said, how does a transcendentalist think and feel? Well, first of all, I might be a little presumptuous to answer that question because I'm not transcendental. It's like asking someone, you know, how does it feel to be a movie star? And someone asks me, I don't know. You have to ask a movie star, you know, some famous cinema star. How does it feel to be Miss India? You know, you better ask Miss India how it feels to be Miss India. So how does it feel, or what do they think to be transcendental? But then you talked about their bodies are spiritualized, and the Nityaparishads have spiritual bodies. So I think we'll try to answer all that you gave some different points, and we'll try to not clarify, but shed some further idea understanding about some of the points you made. First of all, although in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, we do find the most phenomenal and amazing point there, that the Vaikuntha Vasis, those that are either sadhana siddha, those that are jivas, they were jivas in the material world before, and they did sadhana and they became perfect, siddha, by sadhana, and they attained mukti, they went to Goloka, Vaikuntha or Goloka, they went, generally this discussion in Brihad Bhagavatamrita is about Vaikuntha. And they are there in their spiritual bodies, and they're serving Lord Vishnu in various capacities. And it says there in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that any time, at given time, not when the Lord may come and appear in this world, because when the Lord comes, as you see in the appearance of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, before he comes, he sends so many devatas and so many personalities and associates. So you go down and take birth in the outer dynasty, you take birth in earth. And many, many people come down to be part of Krishna's entourage, or Gauranga's entourage. His mother and father, they come before him, and his brother, friends, whatever. And then he comes, and some come a little later also after the Lord. So those are called the Nityaparishads, and they're called Nityasiddhas, eternal associates that come with the Lord. But that's only occasionally. But any other time, according to the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when the Lord may not even be here, it may not be the time for the avirbhav or appearance of a particular incarnation or of Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, anytime. Some liberated soul, a sadhana siddha jiva, or a nitya siddha, may, by the request of Lord Vishnu, he may ask them to go down and preach, or by their own will. It's a very phenomenal point. So then they come to this world. But generally, most all, when you hear about people that become Siddha Krishnadas, or this Siddha or that Siddha, or those who become what we call pure devotees. You said someone who's a pure devotee or fully self-realized or fully Krishna consciousness, a Premi Bhakta. They were born in a material body, flesh and bones, and they did sadhana, here, Shravanam, Kirtana, Vishnu, Smarana, Padasevana, Marchanam, and they took diksha from guru and they served and did everything like everybody does. But in one lifetime or many lifetimes, it finally in some lifetime, and maybe this life or in the future, they became perfect. They realized the goal of Krishna consciousness. They became premi bhaktas. They became 100% unalloyed, pure devotees of the Lord. So they're called sadhana siddha. They've attained perfection by sadhana. So now, when they're in that platform, they still have their imperfection. They're qualified. They're fully qualified with pure consciousness. There's no calm, there's no lust, anger, greed, envy. There's nothing there anymore. They're full of prema, they're full of love. But they have bones. Whereas the nitya siddhas don't have bones. The nitya siddhas are full of prema, but they don't have bones. But the sadhana siddhas have bones and they have skin and all these things. But they're qualified, so if the Lord wants to give them sakshat darshan, then Krishna or Vishnu will, per his will, he will grant them darshan. They will see with their eyes. He'll give them the eyes to see because they have the heart. When your heart is pure, although with material eyes, they have material eyes. Their eyes are material eyeballs like we have, sadhana siddhas. But then they're qualified by their absolute surrender and pure devotion. They're qualified to receive the mercy of the Lord like Arjuna, and they'll get divine eyes and they can see Shamsundar, Sri Mangalalitam, or they can see Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or they can see Radharani. Oh, I had Radharani's darshan. How is it possible with material eyes to see spiritual? You can't. So many people, they say, oh, last night I saw Radharani, last night I saw Krishna. That is some ordinary devotee who is far, far from prema, far, far from bhava. If he says that, then you know it's only a kalpana. It's only imagination. It's only a dream. It's only some words. Because he or she is not qualified. Because that, you cannot force God to appear. You cannot force, he'll appear, and he only appears to the chosen ones. He appears to those that are qualified, adhikara. For example, the prime minister will not appear before anybody or any big person. You have to have the qualification, adhikar, to have him come and see you and show himself to you or allow you to go meet him. You walk into the Delhi, I want to meet the prime minister. Who are you? Get out, get lost. No. And so then you tell your friends, I saw the prime minister. So many people, they say. So the experience of the pure devotee is described in the Shastras. So sometimes they see the Lord, and many times they may have deep spurtis or visportis, very deep absorptions in meditation, in their pure consciousness, in their pure heart, their shuddha-chit, and they see the Astakali Lila. And then, because the pure devotee, it says there's one verse in the... next, what we call Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it says, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasagira nikala. I can just read it. In that verse, it talks about the sadhana siddha that's born like you and I. We're all born with a material mother, a material father, a material body, a baby's body. Then we grow up and we take diksha and we do bhajan. And they do bhajan, but somehow their bhajan is so perfect and so determined, so sincere. Maybe it's many lifetimes, and this is our first lifetime. But they attain perfection. So he says in First Division, Chapter 2, Verse 187, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilas nikila nikilaswa swap yavastasu Jivan Mukta Sayuchate Nikalasu Avastasu. When one engages in Krishna Bhakti with his body, mind, and words completely, is considered liberated, even though he's in the material body. Jivan Mukta Sayuchate. So he's still in the Vastu. Like you know Vastu, Shastra, arrangement of space and house and all that. So Vastu means substance. Nikila Vastu. No matter in all circumstances, wherever he is in this vastu, in this material substance, in this material world, that jiva, he's mukta, he's liberated. So the soul is liberated from the body still eats and sleeps and passes stool and everything, but he's always thinking of Krishna. He has many times saksha darshan, or sometimes, and can always go into deep meditation. And then that's, now the other thing is, when that sadhana, that sadhaka, he becomes perfect, he comes to the level of bhava, bhakti, then prema. So way before that, he starts getting some idea by his realization, by the mercy of name, or directly from guru, gives him the clear idea of his siddha sarup, his siddhadeya, spiritual form. So while he's cultivating his sadhana on his way to perfection, he's meditating on his spiritual body, which is not bones and not born and not doesn't die. It's eternally exist. My spiritual body, your spiritual body, doesn't have a beginning, doesn't have an end. That body is eternally existing, either in Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan, which is the highest part of Vaikuntha, highest planet, center of Vaikuntha. So that body is there forever, eternally. And we have to discover it or enter it or realize it or find it or be in it. So now when you're talking about the perfected devotee, the Krishna conscious, pure devotee, the Lord, he's moving in this world and he's always speaking and acting for Krishna's pleasure and having darshans. But at the same time in his meditation, he sees his eternal form, because this body that's Krishnaized or spiritualized, it's a material body that's become spiritualized, like a piece of iron. Piece of iron, you know, black steel iron, you put it in the fire and you keep it there, it gets red hot and it starts burning like fire. It's become fireized, spiritualized. But you put it in water, put out the fire, and it's cold black steel again. So his body is spiritualized, but it's still a body. So when the sadhana siddha dies, then they put his body to burn and all kinds, and it burns. And it sparks, and the flesh peels off, and it all, right in front of your eyes, it burns up, because all the Babaji's are all burned. This idea of putting in samadhi is not so; it's only very rare, very, very rare. Some groups, they do that, but mostly in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, everyone becomes burned. And so that can be seen. So now, but way long, you know, at the level of bhava, when one does sadhana, he comes to the level of bhava, then he can see, directly see and experience his spiritual body, then see the leelas of the Lord in his meditation and spurti and deep absorption and deeper, higher stages of bhava and prema. He can, it's called vispurti, he's very much absorbed, and it's called leela pravesh, leela vesh. He's in his spiritual siddha sarup. He's using his sadhana rupa. He's using his sada siddha spiritualized material body. He's using that to meditate. He's meditating in his pure consciousness on his eternal spiritual body. And he's seeing at the level of bhava and prema. And in that body, spiritual body, within his mind, he can see manasadeya, spiritual body, that he's realized he serves the eternal pastime. So when he leaves his body, he's just thinking of his siddhadeya, his spiritual body, and he enters, he goes to the spiritual world to serve, either directly, as the Goswami seemed to indicate, he directly goes, if he's in prema, he goes to Goloka, and Vishnath, Chakravarti Thakur, and many of our contemporary Vaishnavas also accept this, that first, that sadhana siddha devotee will go to a universe where Krishna is manifesting his Brajalila. Called Boma Vrindavan Leela, Prakat Leela. And he will take birth there from the womb of a gopi. And then he will be further trained by associating with Lalita Vishaka, Rati Tosi Mandri, etc., Vipa Mandri. And then he'll learn more, develop his prema to higher extents of Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, and become fully qualified, then leave that. When Krishna winds up his leelas, then that self-same, totally transcendentalized, fully prema-enriched spiritual form, he will go to Goloka Vrindavan. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Ho. That's our goal. Yes? So, we have to keep on going.